Happy Friday, and welcome to another episode of Speedrun, the show where we bring you the video game news of the day in 10 minutes or less. Today's July 30th, 2021. I'm your host, Stephen Weber, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about everything announced at the Annapurna Showcase yesterday, PS5's upcoming update, the release date for Marvel's Avengers Wakanda expansion, and Fortnite teasing a major upcoming concert. So let's get right into it. Our first news story of the day is that Annapurna hosted their own showcase yesterday, so we'll go through each of the announcements courtesy of a roundup from Rebecca Valentine at IGN. First up was The Artful Escape. The Artful Escape, a musical story game about the nephew of a folk music legend coming to terms with who he is, was first announced way back in 2017. Today we saw a brand new trailer for the game, at least bestowing a release date upon it, September 9th, for Xbox with Game Pass and Steam. Within the new trailer, we also got a tease of a star-studded voice cast, which includes names such as Michael Johnston, Caroline Kinley, Lena Headey, Jason Schwartzman, Mark Strong, and Carl Weathers. Then we got Neon White. Neon White got a new gameplay trailer today showcasing its fast-paced movement and choice-based gameplay that has you discarding weapons to gain access to powerful traversal abilities. Neon White is coming to Nintendo Switch and PC this winter. Then after that, we got Outer Loop Games. Studio head Chandana Ekanyaki, sorry if I butchered that, lead programmer Justin Lalone, and animator Ong Zhao made an appearance in Annapurna Showcase today to tease a partnership with the publisher on a new game. Outer Loop was previously responsible for Falcon Age. While the team didn't offer any specifics on their next project, 80 Days and Falcon Age writer Meg Jayanth is working on this one too. Ekanyaki says that Outer Loop's next game will tackle immigrant culture growing up in the U.S., gossiping aunties, overbearing parents, and family pressure. We also saw a bit of off-screen footage of skateboarding gameplay. Then we got A Memoir Blue, A Journey into the Depths of Memory. Cloisters, an indie development team originally from New York City and now multinational and based in Taichung City, showed off a trailer for its debut project, A Memoir Blue, A Journey into the Depths of Memory. The trailer hinted at a family-focused narrative with some oceanic themes, and as the title indicates, a journey into the world of memory. A Memoir Blue is planned for Xbox, PlayStation, Steam, Nintendo Switch, and iOS at a later date. Then we heard from Jessica Mock. Everyday shooter developer and SoundShape's co-director Jessica Mock announced a partnership with Annapurna Interactive for a new unannounced game. No specific details were shown, but Mock mentioned the importance of music, sound, and replicating the kind of flow a musician has when they are playing an instrument and turning it into gameplay, something we saw glimpses of as a blocky human shape ran through brightly colored 3D and 2D levels. Mock suggested that this new game will involve action, adventure, and musical components. Then we got a peek at Storyteller. Developer Daniel Ben-Murgui brought a new trailer for Storyteller, a puzzle game about crafting stories. Players are given a title for a story and are then given its pieces, characters, settings, or plot events and are tasked with arranging them into a story that makes sense and fits the initial prompt. Storyteller is coming soon to Nintendo Switch and Steam, and a demo is out now on the latter. Then Solar Ash. Solar Ash got a brand new trailer today showing off more of its smooth parkour, colorful world and the strange creatures that inhabit it. Best of all, we finally have a release date of October 26th of this year for PS4, PS5, and PC. Following that up, we saw Ivy Road, in an announcement that sounds like the setup to a very cool joke. The creator of the Stanley Parable and Beginner's Guide, Davey Redden, has partnered with co-creator of Gone Home and Tacoma, Carla Zamanja, as well as Minecraft composer Daniel Rosenfield, C418, to create a new game being published by Annapurna. The group offered no concrete details as to what they're making, but the new studio is called Ivy Road, and Redden and Zamanja spent a lot of their announcement video drinking tea from a very fancy-looking tea set in a pleasant, plant-filled room. Then Skin Deep. Next, we got an update on Blendo Games' upcoming project Skin Deep, a first-person shooter with a sneeze meter, upsetting bodily injuries, being smelly, and all kinds of other weird, gross physical problems, or benefits, depending on how you see them. It's by the creator of Quadrilateral Cowboy and is planned for release on Steam at a later date. After that, we got a few platform updates. Annapurna dropped a rapid-fire reel of platform release updates as follows. The Pathless is coming to Steam on November 16th. What Remains of Edith Finch is headed to iOS on August 16th. I Am Dead arrives on PS5, PS4, and Xbox on August 9th. And Telling Lies and Gragoga are both headed to Xbox Game Pass, quote, soon. After that, we got a big trailer for Stray. At least we got a meaty new trailer for Stray, the upcoming PlayStation and PC game about a lost cat wandering a city of strange, human-like machines. There's plenty of new gameplay detail in the trailer, including some very cute cat interactions, but the most important bit is that Stray finally has a release window. It's coming to PS4, PS5, and PC in early 2022. No Code Entertainment Productions was up next. Glasgow-based No Code is making a horror game of some kind, and this time they say it's on purpose. The creators of Observation and Stories Untold made a brief appearance in the Annapurna presentation today to tease a partnership with the publisher, with co-founders John McKellen and Omar Khan and lead game designer Graham McKellen discussing their strange relationship with the horror genre and the ways in which they have accidentally stumbled into it their entire lives. Khan described NoCode's next game as their biggest project to date, saying the studio had doubled in size to make it happen. And last but certainly not least, we have more content coming to Outer Wilds. Finally, Mobius creative director Alex Bokum made an appearance with an update on the upcoming Switch release for Outer Wilds, which is planned for this holiday. But the even bigger announcement is that the game is getting its quote first and only expansion, entitled Echoes of the Eye, which is planned for release on PS4, Steam, Epic Games Store, and Xbox on September 28th. So I thought Annapurna had a pretty good show. They've been increasing in popularity over the last few years as a publisher, and they showed off a lot of really unique games that surely will be fantastic and continuing that long line. Of course, I'm most excited about the Outer Wilds expansion that's coming. That is my favorite game of all time, as I've said time and time again on the show, so I can't wait to play that. I think Stray looks really cool, same with Solar Ash, as well as some of the newer games that they showed off. So definitely a lot of good stuff coming from the publisher. Our second news story of the day is that PS5 has a beta software update out now. This comes from Jared Moore at IGN. And I'm going to be skipping around this one a little bit, but it'll be linked in the podcast description if you want to see everything that's going to be included in this update. Sony's newly released PlayStation 5 system software update for beta users has added 3D audio for TV speakers, as well as trophy tracking and a whole host of other features. The update adds support for 3D audio from TV speakers. Previously, this was only available through headphones. This feature can be enabled in the audio output settings under the sound in that menu. The system can be optimized for your TV by measuring the acoustics of your room through the microphone in the controller. How effective this will be in practice remains to be seen, but regardless, it sounds like a welcome addition for the console. Another notable feature added in the update beta is a new trophy tracker. This allows players to track up to 5 trophies per game in the control center. Changes have also occurred in the system home screen. Once logging on, beta users will notice that different platform versions of the same game will now appear separately on the home screen. The tweak, which makes spotting specific versions of a game that little bit easier, will now indicate to users which version of the game they're starting up, such as PS4 or PS5. This change also applies in the Your Collection section of the game library. Users accessing the game base will notice some changes there too. Players can now access party text chats, manage multiple friend requests, and send messages from the game base control menu in the control center, whilst party owners now also have the option to delete parties from the game base control menu, though doing so will delete the party for all members. So it seems like a solid quality of life update, particularly with trophies. They're changing it to a vertical view, which people have been asking for, and being able to track multiple trophies from the game base is awesome. They're adding quality of life stuff over on the friends list and parties menu. Good solid update here. Nothing like groundbreaking, but stuff that people have been asking for nonetheless. Our third news story of the day is that we have a release date for the upcoming expansion to Marvel's Avengers. This comes from Jeremy Winslow at GameSpot. Publisher Square Enix has revealed that Marvel's Avengers upcoming expansion Black Panther: War for Wakanda launches for free on all platforms on August 17th. The add-on content will not only introduce Black Panther as a playable hero, but also add new enemies, missions, and villains. The War for Wakanda DLC includes a bevy of additional content, like a new environment to explore in Wakanda, another outpost known as the Golden City, and more solo and multiplayer drop zone and threat sector missions. According to a Square Enix press release, Black Panther: War for Wakanda adds, quote, the most content to Marvel's Avengers since the game's launch. To break everything in War for Wakanda down, developer Crystal Dynamics will host a Marvel's Avengers War Table livestream on August 16th at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the studio's Twitch channel. Fans can expect an overview of Black Panther's moveset, as well as a look at the new country of Wakanda. Of the people I know that play Marvel's Avengers, this has been really hotly anticipated. There have been a lot of smaller drops throughout the year, but now they're getting a significant expansion to the game. I'll be interested to see how well it is received by the community and if it does anything to move the needle for anyone that was on the fence about the game. And our fourth and final news story of the week is that Epic is teasing a big concert coming soon to Fortnite. This comes from Andrew Webster at The Verge. The next big Fortnite concert is happening very soon, but who will be performing remains a mystery. Developer Epic announced an event called the Rift Tour, which will take place from August 6th to the 8th, with a series of events across different time zones. It's described as a, quote, musical journey into magical new realities where Fortnite and a record-breaking superstar collide. Epic previously teased an alien-themed event happening on August 6th with an in-game countdown. Who that superstar is remains to be seen. Recent rumors suggest that Ariana Grande could be the next performer to take Fortnite's virtual stage. She would join the likes of Travis Scott and Marshmello, whose Fortnite performances have been some of the most popular in-game events to date. Epic says that, quote, we'll be sharing more big news on the Rift Tour on August 2nd. And that's just on Monday, so we should know early next week who this performer will be. Fortnite is known for their huge in-game events, and I expect that they are going to continue to try to one-up themselves with some of these amazing concerts. So those are all the major news stories around video games for the morning of July 30th, 2021. If you like the show, please shoot us a review on your preferred podcasting platform and follow us on Twitter at GlitchPoint or me personally at NerdGuySteve. This has been Speedrun, a Glitch Point podcast. I'm Steven Weber. Stay safe, and hope you have a fantastic weekend.